Portia Faces Life, starring Lucille Ball. Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes, and Postum, Instant Postum, presents Portia Faces Life, a story taken from the heart of every woman who's ever dared to love completely. Post 40% Bran Flakes. That's the cereal that tastes so good and it's good for you. So it's no wonder so many smart people are eating it for breakfast every day. They know that every 1 ounce serving of Post Bran Flakes supplies bran to help prevent irregularity due to lack of bulk in the diet. They also know the new improved Post Bran Flakes are crisp toasted, full of a really wonderful flavor. Then, too, as few foods can better the nutritional value of a bowl of cereal with milk and sugar, Post Bran Flakes also provide real nourishment to start the day. So do try Post Bran Flakes. Start your day with a better breakfast. A breakfast with Post Bran Flakes is your cereal. These toasted flakes taste so good, and they're an ounce of prevention to help you keep fit. So next time you shop, be sure to ask your grocer for Post 40% Bran Flakes. And be sure to ask for them by name. You want P-O-S-T-S. Post 40% Bran Flakes, now more than ever, America's favorite Bran Flakes. Remember, life is swell when you keep well. Yes, Post 40% Bran Flakes is a cereal that tastes good, and it's also good for you. And now, Portia Faces Life. Miss Daisy's announcement brought an astonished exclamation from Kathy.
A baby?
And Portia answered with a tremulous little laugh.
Well, women do have them, Kathy. And Walter... Oh, Walter's going to be so proud and happy. He always wanted a little girl. And that's what it's going to be.
Joan Ward made no comment. Now, a moment later, Portia looks from one to the other of the three women, asking...
Well, why do you all look at me as if I were going to take a trip to the moon or something? There's nothing extraordinary about me having a baby, is there?
Well, no, of course not. I think it's wonderful.
Except that, well, you don't seem so very happy about it, Portia.
Well, of course she's happy, Joan. Don't be silly.
Well, Miss Daisy isn't.
Oh, no, Joan, you're getting the wrong idea entirely. You know very well I think it's wonderful. There's a lot of things I'd like to change around if I could, but all the baby part, I think that's fine.
Kathy, you know how long I've wanted one. How I've hoped and prayed this would happen.
But when Kathy and I came into the bedroom just a little while ago, Portia, you were crying.
Well, I was excited, naturally, and perhaps a little nervous. Didn't mean anything.
Oh, you don't know what a relief it is to find out there's nothing seriously wrong, Portia.
We were really worried.
Well, I've suspected this is what it was for over a week, but I wasn't sure till I saw Dr. Ramsey this afternoon.
Are you going to write Walter and tell him?
Well, now, Joan, I think that's Portia's business and none of ours.
Well, it's a perfectly logical question, Miss Daisy.
I personally think you should write Walter, Portia.
Oh, now, girls. Leave her alone, can't you? She'll do what she thinks best. And right now, can't you see how tired Portia is? She should be thinking of nothing else than laying right down on that bed and sleeping a little bit before dinner time. Now, come on, you, Joan and Kathy. We'll go downstairs.
Really, Miss Daisy, I don't feel like lying down, really. I'd
You'll
much rather...
feel like a darling once you've done it.
Portia, a little rest right now wouldn't hurt you a bit. You said yourself you were nervous and excited.
Well, I might as well give in. If I don't, you'll bully me until I do.
Come on, darling. Now, you just get yourself out there in the bed, and I'll put the blanket over you.
Oh, Oh, that does feel good.
We'll be downstairs.
If you want anything, just call Portia and I'll bring it right up to you.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Why was she crying, Miss Daisy? Doesn't she...
Keep your voice down.
Well, doesn't she want the baby?
Joan, what a question.
She wants that baby more than she's ever wanted anything in her whole life. And I'm so glad she's going to have it.
I'm not, Kathy.
What?
No. Not now. Not the way things are.
Oh, but...
No woman should have to go through her time alone. It's then she needs the man she loves. Needs him badly.
But surely Walter will come back when he finds out.
Walter Manning isn't coming back.
Why do you say it like that, Miss Daisy? As if you knew.
I read the letter he wrote to her.
Well, what did it say? Did he tell her why he went away?
Oh, yes, yes. He made it plain enough. He couldn't stand living here in Parkerstown.
Oh, no.
All he wants now is for her to set him free.
He said it just like that?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Daisy, that's cruel.
If you want to know the facts of it, Kathy, it was the meanest letter I've ever read in my whole life.
Oh, dear, I didn't dream it was as bad as this. But how on earth can Portia still believe that he'll come back?
Oh, she thinks there's something else behind it. Maybe he's sick and doesn't want her to know. Well, I'd have thought that maybe she was right if she hadn't told me about the letter that she wrote to him and that he's never answered.
Oh, that was the one she gave to Clint to mail about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was it. And if ever a woman put her heart on paper, Portia did it in that letter.
She told him that she'd wait for him?
Mm. She told him she didn't believe what he wrote her. That he must have gone away for another reason. And she said how she worried about him being sick. And that if that was it, didn't he understand that there was nothing quite so bad in the whole world as their being separated?
It's been over 3 weeks since she mailed that.
Yeah, 3 weeks. And he hasn't answered.
Well, do you think he was sincere, Miss Daisy? That he really meant it when he asked for his freedom?
Well, isn't that how it looks to you, Kathy?
I don't know what to say, Miss Daisy.
Oh, I want to go on believing in Walter. Believing that Portia's right about him. I don't know. Maybe we should give him a little more time. But if another week goes by, and there's still no word from Walter Manning, then we'll know for certain he really meant those things he wrote her.
Tonight in Ankara, Walter sits in the study at the house he shares with Eric Watson. His eyes are closed, his head against the backrest of the chair, as he listens to Eric read from the typed manuscript on the desk before him. The two men looked at each other for a long time, and then each put out his hand. The gesture was deeper than courtesy. It was the welding of a lifelong friendship. At last, they had come to know that regardless of where a man is born, regardless of what face of God he worships, he is before all other things a brother.
So what do you think, Erich? Is it good?
No, it's not good. It's great.
Oh, don't lie, Erich.
I'm telling you the truth, Walter. You've never written anything better.
Well, I finished it. Just in time.
Will you listen to me now just for 1 minute, Walter? There's something I've been trying to tell you all evening, and I...
And I know what it is, Eric. So what's the point of putting it into words again?
I give you my word of honor. I'm not going to talk about Portia. She didn't answer your letter, and that's that. But what I want to say
that
is...
I should go back regardless. I can't, Eric. For 2 days now, I've been blind as a bat. You've had to feed and dress me. When you're gone, I have to sit here like a helpless baby until you come back.
Now, look, guy, when I start complaining...
I didn't mean that, Eric. You've been swell about it. But you and I both know that the finish is due any day now. Walter, tell me just one thing. Who was this doctor you saw in New York City?
Courtney?
Mm-hmm. Was he a specialist, a general practitioner, or what?
A general practitioner. But he called Chicago and got the report from the specialist who operated on me, Dr. Malone. And good Lord, man, he never would have told me what he did unless he was dead sure.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying it might be a good idea to see another doctor. Peter Steinhardt, for example.
Hmm? Are you trying to be funny, Eric?
Oh, Walter, I'd have to have a pretty grisly sense of humor to laugh about this.
Then you aren't talking about the Peter Steinhardt I am.
I'm talking about the Austrian specialist.
But he's dead, Eric. He died in a Nazi concentration camp during the war.
Oh, your information is a little cockeyed. Dr. Peter Steinhardt happens to be on his way to Ankara from Tel Aviv.
You're crazy, Eric. I tell you, the man is dead.
Well, he's alive as you or I.
Well, where did you hear this? How did you find it out?
I heard some of the men talking about it down at the American bar. Seems the wife of some big shot in the government has contracted an eye disease they call glioma, I believe. Anyway, I gather they offered Steinhardt everything but the Dardanelles to get him up from Tel Aviv. Although it wasn't money he settled for, finally. His price was a carload of medical supplies and equipment.
Yeah, but how soon will we be in Ankara?
You'll get here in time, Walter.
But how soon, Eric? For all I know, a few days may be all I have left. When, Eric? When will he come?
I couldn't find out the exact day, Walter. Believe me, I tapped every information source I have, but they either don't know or they won't tell me. Still, I figure it this way. He's left Tel Aviv, so he should be here tomorrow or the next day.
Tomorrow or the next day? If he gets here by then, there's time, Eric. There's still time.
I told you he'd get here on time, didn't I?
But will he see me if they're keeping his arrival here so undercover?
He'll see you. He'll see you, Walter, if I have to snatch him right out from under the noses of the potentates. Now, you just hang on, guy. Hang on until day after tomorrow.
Eric Watson, looking across at the blind face of his friend, sees the lines of pain ease just a little. For the first time since the dreadful verdict was pronounced upon him, Walter Manning dares to hope. Have you tried the new Post 40% bran flakes? If you haven't, you're certainly missing plenty. Each one-ounce serving provides bran to help prevent irregularity due to lack of bulk in the diet. Yes, ma'am, these crisp, toasted, tender flakes taste good, and they're good for you. That's what makes Post bran flakes such a delicious daily ounce of prevention. And, of course, they add real nourishment to breakfast, because few foods can better the nutritional value of a bowl of cereal with milk and sugar. Best of all, your family's going to go for the flavor of Post bran flakes because they're so delicious. Yes, there's plenty of reason for eating Post bran flakes every day for breakfast. Remember, life is swell when you keep well. That's why Post 40% bran flakes is America's favorite keep fit cereal. And now, friends, here's Lucille Wall with an important message.
Friends, what does the future offer you? Financial security? A home of your own? College-educated children? Travel? Well, choose the future you want and start buying it now through the purchase of United States savings bonds regularly. Savings bonds are a safe investment guaranteed by your government. Savings bonds are profitable. For every $3 invested today, you get back $4 when the bonds mature 10 years from now. Savings bonds are convenient to buy. Buy them on the payroll savings plan where you work. If you're self-employed, buy them through an automatic plan where you bank. Savings bonds are redeemable at purchase price plus accrued interest at any time after 60 days from date of purchase. Save for the future, friends, with United States Savings Bonds.
Portia Faces Life was brought to you today by Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling bran flakes, and Postum, Instant Postum. This is George Putnam inviting you to tune in tomorrow at this same time For Portia Faces Life, written by Mona Kent.
Beware Mr. Coffee Nerves.
Nights of waking, set nerves shaking.
Postum says no to Mr. Coffee Nerves. Postum contains nothing that can possibly keep you awake. Caffeine in both coffee and tea is a drug, a nerve stimulant. While many people can drink coffee or tea without ill effect, others suffer nervousness, indigestion, sleepless nights. Test yourself. Buy instant Postum today. Drink Postum exclusively for 30 days. Judge by results.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.